The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, live. See you there.
The fear of failure and how to harness it and use it to your benefit. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go.
You can find joy in some of the smallest things. And that's what I feel is the, you know, one of the biggest changes that I've felt and seen is that I can start to recognize the joy and I don't feel guilty about taking time for myself. And as Heather says, it's not about a pedicure or a massage. It's about going and spending 30 minutes by myself after I've woken up in the morning just to center myself, to connect with what I'm thinking, and to do some meditation, to listen to my breathing. I mean, all of those things sound small, but they really actually help to feel grounded and less overwhelmed. And I feel able to tackle just about any task now.
Okay, ladies, I'm back, and today you are actually going to hear from me every single day of the week this week, besides Saturday, and next week as well, because I am in the middle of going through the launch process of the Mastery Accelerator. I have been listening to you, your messages, your private messages on Instagram, the emails that we've been getting from women in the last 3 months talking about COVID, and now more than ever saying, my life is not sustainable. So we launched the Mastery Accelerator, and I did this specifically for two types of women. The woman who is a mother who knows that her personal life is affecting her business. And if she can create the capacity inside of herself, her beliefs, her thoughts, her actions, she will be able to create a new reality. So this is for the woman who already has a business and wants to take it to the next level, or who currently has a job or may not, but has a skill and knows the business that she wants to create and is ready to do it. So that is who Mastery Accelerator is for. So you can head on over to heatherchauvin.com/business. I'm going to give you a little rundown of the pillars of it. And you can definitely head on over to heatherchauvin.com/business. There is also a link at the top of that page that if you want to talk to me before you register, what you have to do is fill out an intake form. And after you fill out that intake form, we review it and we reply. So please, please, please remember that if you put one word answers, you will not get a reply. Take the time. Be intentional with your words. This is not about perfection. This is about you taking the next step in alignment with the life that you want to be living. So you can definitely head on over to heatherchauvin.com/business and you can register right now. All of the details are on that page. If you feel like it's a good fit for you, then let's get started today. If you're not sure and you want to talk to me first, then it is required that you fill out the intake form because I want to know more about your vision. I want to know more about where you are, what's coming up for you. That link is at the top of that page. Okay. Today I wanted to talk about something that holds a lot of women back from reinvesting in themselves. And I have personally invested probably hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point in my own personal development. When I started, I think the first product that I ever purchased was around $1,000. And that was this whole new world of seeing how traditional investments in ourselves, which typically comes in a form of education, right? Post-secondary education, thinking you need to go back to school. But I didn't realize that what I was craving was the work within me. So oftentimes when people are about to do this, they're taking a risk. And the reason why they're taking a risk is because it's not normal. It's not mainstream. And people are going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you're weird. But yet there's always been a part of you that has felt different or unique. So this is my reaction to people when they say, Heather, what if it doesn't work? You know, I've invested a lot in myself and I didn't show up. What if I don't take action? And I think this question has a deep rooted fear of not trusting yourself, which again is a skill that you develop when you are getting an alignment. Let me repeat that. Not trusting yourself is a skill you develop when you get back in alignment. So let me give you an example. For people who say, I will be happy when, I just need to get over this hump. I just need to do this. Oh, I'm just going to, you know, shit hit the fan. I'm just going to wait till the kids go back to school. And then this is what we've been conditioned to believe, right? Hustle and then rest. And as you can see, if you have parents that are baby boomers or the older generation, watching people who have worked so hard their entire life and then retiring and not knowing how to live. What I teach women and the revolution that I want to take a stand for is you can live now. I don't care if you gave birth yesterday. I don't care if your children are toddlers, they're tweens, they're adults. You can live right now in this moment and feel free. Let me repeat that. You can live right now in this moment and feel free. And by doing that, we are breaking generational patterns in our children, for our children. And we are revolutionizing how we show up. Although this podcast and today's message has absolutely nothing to do with the injustice that's going on in the world, but what I'm noticing is this wild correlation between the skills and strategies that you need to learn
to become someone, to think differently, to uncover your bias, to uncover your privilege, and the skills that you need to step into and embody to become the person that you most desire your children to be. That is uncomfortable work. But I want you to imagine for a moment you waking up energized and falling asleep content. Taking action throughout your day, but also knowing how to trust yourself. Also knowing that your bigger vision is available to you to step into. So when people say, "I am terrified of failure, what if it doesn't work?" My response always is, are you willing to learn how to manage your fear? Are you willing to learn how to look at it square dead in the eyes and say, "I see you, I got you, and you are no longer going to run my day"? Are you willing to look at your guilt and to say, "Listen, you've been running my life for way too long, and now I am burning out. There is no way you, guilt, will take a driver's seat in my life anymore"? Because as I've been working with women over the years, women who want to grow both personally and professionally, I've noticed a common denominator. The strategy, the how-to, the mentorship, that's the easy part. Giving you a 10-step strategy or showing you exactly how I did something in my personal or professional life, that's easy. Showing up and knowing how to manage that energy when resistance kicks in your life, that is the secret. How do you stand there and hold space for someone when you are incredibly uncomfortable and so are they? How do you get out of bed in the morning? Do you know the difference between exhaustion and physical resistance? Do you know what your body and your mind looks like when fear is paralyzing you? Do you know how to uncover your deepest desires and how to open the doors when your coping strategies come in and say, "I'm fine, I'm fine"? Do you have the willingness and determination to show up and say, "I will no longer live my life like this"? I'm done arguing. I'm done allowing stress to be my barometer for when I get to stop. I will no longer allow fear and anger to run my life. I never want my children to feel like they were a burden. I want them to be proud of me, and I want them to know that I am proud of them. These are my core beliefs. These are my core values. I truly believe that women standing in their power, owning their truth, stepping into who they want to become, regardless of color, is how we are going to change the world. Because an empowered woman empowers women. And when she does, this is how we make a difference. So when you find yourself, whether it's with me or somebody else, wanting to act on something, wanting to do something, and talking yourself out of it, what you are actually doing is saying no to that version of you that your soul is crying out to become. So if you are a woman who has a skill or a calling that you want to step into that is screaming at you for your attention, or you are a woman in business who is ready to get out of her own way to create a profitable business, to know exactly what she needs to focus on and to create a sustainable life so she can be the mother that she wants to be at home and the leader that she wants to be in her business, then I invite you to join us on June 19th. All you have to do is head on over to heatherchauvin.com/business. And if you're not sure if this is a right fit for you, then just simply fill out the intake form on that page that says, "Let's talk." And once you've filled it out, we will be in touch with your next step. Either way, I want you to know that when fear is running the show, you will live in fear. But when you step out of it, you get in the driver's seat of your life and say, "I am done. Fear will no longer rule my life. I am here to make an impact." Then, and only then, will you choose differently.
Heather's approach is, it's like a bear hug, because she's the most lovingest, kindest person ever, but she holds you accountable for yourself and your actions. And I've never heard that before. I've always had been enrolled in programs or tried self-help where people are like, "I'll fix all your problems." And Heather's program is really different, because it was like, "Hey, I'm going to help you fix your problems."
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the aligned life quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E quiz.